The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. We've been asking you this morning, in honor of the Masters, would you rather have a gold jacket for the Pro Football Hall of Fame or a green jacket for winning the Masters? Now, Gabe, let's be honest. You're an unreliable source.
What?
You are so deep in the Masters.
He's the Masters I pay.
That I don't know if I can trust your judgment.
I mean,
on this.
Why would you say things like that about me, Jen? Like, you think
Where's
I would sell out?
Where's the camera?
You think
there
I would sell out and like be all about the Masters or something? And I couldn't look at this objectively.
Face the camera. Your Masters.
I am offended that you would think something like this.
And your Masters cup. Just reminding people of where your bread is buttered. So we're asking you this morning, would you rather have a green jacket, which obviously signifies that you have won the Masters, or a gold jacket, which signifies that you are one of the most elite players to ever compete in the NFL. And again, we talk about the commitment. Look, Josh, you went ahead and gave you a one shot as you're doing the. You know what you remind me of? Happy Gilmore when he's got the Subway sandwich. He's like
this. Big, meaty, or like in Wayne's World. It's like people do things only for money, man, and that's just sad.
And they're very clearly holding the product right up by their face.
And it's a taste of a new generation.
I still think there's something to be said for it being a career accomplishment, the gold jacket, and the idea that you had to be at the top of your game. You had to be one of the best at your position for an extended period of time. You couldn't just be a flash in the pan. You couldn't just be one of these one contract guys. You had to be there for a long time, top of the game, most elite in order to get in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So to me, it will always be more prestigious. Now, again, if Chewy were here today, which he is not, I'd be interested in knowing what he would say. There, you did make the point that sometimes guys...
Yeah, it feels like, again, it's the, you know, the pro athlete wants to be the rock star. The rock star wants to be the athlete. I think there's something going on there where I think he would almost say green jacket.
Well, the Masters can be one singular weekend. It feels like the green jacket is...
A career accomplishment?
Right. It feels like once you get that, you are now an iconoclast. You are now amongst the greatest to ever play golf, even though there's some names in there that make you double take.
Charles Schwartzel.
Yeah. But when you look at a lot of those guys in this, they took that picture from the dinner. I mean, it's littered with golf legends. The greatest of the greatest for the past 60, 70 years of golf. Every single one of them to a man is in that photo.
But also, doesn't the flukiness, and now you've mentioned two guys, you know, because he mentioned it, you mentioned it just now, and I mentioned it in the first hour that sometimes there are fluky guys who win the Masters, doesn't that water it down a little bit? I mean, the fact that you could sort of fall into a green jacket, you can't fall into a gold jacket.
Oh, yeah, you can. Eli Manning's about to.
But he hasn't yet.
But he's going to.
Because
we all agree he's going to be.
Hey, we have this conversation all the time on this show and in other conversations. Championships matter. Rings matter. Joshy was very adamant about that when we were having the Caitlin Clark conversation last week or the week before.
Yeah, but he didn't win those rings by himself. Like, his team got pressure on Tom Brady with four players. Like, but because his team lucked into a couple of championships, had one of the, again, probably one of the more, I mean, lucky plays seems a little harsh, but at the same time, that's kind of what it is. I mean, in terms of the helmet catch that David Tyree held on to. If he doesn't hold on to that, Eli Manning's not a Hall of Famer. Like, you're telling me there's not a fluky nature to that? If David Tyree, if a little part of that football that he is pinned against his helmet, if Harrison's able to jar it just a little loose and it scrapes the ground, it becomes an incomplete pass. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Right, but you could also argue that there's flukiness on the course on any given day.
Oh, 100%. But what I'm saying is there's also flukiness. Like, can you fall into a gold jacket? Yes, you can. Eli Manning being
I think it's
the
way,
ultimate,
way more difficult to do that.
This, I'm going to say something that it has to stay between just the three of us.
Oh, perfect. We're on a public forum.
Yeah, the fact that writers get into the Hall of Fame and broadcasters, they get the same jacket, dilutes it a little bit for me.
In the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who never got a green jacket? Rick Riley.
Yeah. Nerd.
Never donned the green jacket. But yeah, broadcasters and writers all the time.
All right, so while we're talking about gold jackets, I don't know if Jordan Love will be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Obviously, it's way too early in his career to be able to make that judgment call. But in a redraft of the 2020 quarterback rankings, what's the publication? Was it CBS Sports that did this, guys? What was the publication that redrafted the 2020 quarterbacks, Joshy?
It was Rick Spielman. I don't know exactly what he works for, but it was the podcast he's on that he makes comments on.
So they took Jordan Love over the next 5 years as number one. If they redrafted the quarterbacks of the 2020 draft, they would take Jordan Love as number one. That's a pretty stacked quarterback field, by the way. So would you redraft Jordan Love as number one? I know, like, so here's the thing. I know going into this, you have tempered where Jordan Love is right now mm-hmm. compared to other quarterbacks in that class. I have a feeling you're going to go that direction here as well.
Yeah. There's some guys that have had a little bit more success over time versus nine games. And that doesn't mean I'm not excited for Jordan Love. But, like, I mean, first of all, it is a stacked draft class. I think everybody will agree. So the other ones we're looking at are Joe Burrow and Tua and Justin Herbert and
Jalen Hurts.
Pretty stacked.
Now, to be fair, it also included Jake Fromm and James Morgan and Nate Stanley and Jacob Eason, but all of them were drafted after Jordan Love anyway, so yeah. We will, for the sake of this conversation, not include them.
I feel pretty safe in saying Tua's last year, right? If we're doing this, Tua's last, Tua's five?
Yes, without okay. unequivocally. Yeah. Like, I have
like,
no doubt.
There's, it's not even close. Like, Jordan Love.
You're not concerned about Joe Burrow's injuries?
Little bit, but not super concerned.
That is a large thing they mention in this. I was going to cut the audio. It's very uninteresting. They just basically list them and give no takes. So I decided not to waste their time. But yes, they mentioned that the injuries as a factor and Justin Herbert as having won nothing, basically, to this point.
Sure, but...
You're also a Joe Burrow. I'm sorry. You're also a Justin Herbert stan.
Am I? I feel like I've been anti-Chargers.
Anti-Chargers, but I thought you were a fan of him.
He's fantastic. Like, he's tremendous. And now he has a coach that knows what he's doing, like, it kind of seems like his arrow is going to be pointed up. Like, he has more tools than Jordan Love does. Like, he's a more complete quarterback prospect, I guess, if that's the term we want to throw on there. But I guess because of what I've seen with Joe Burrow and Joe Burrow being able to do it in the postseason as much as he has, with things collapsing around him, Burrow's still one for me. And I'm probably going Herbert too. And Jalen Hurts is still really good, guys. I know he had a few more turnovers last year, but he still accounted for a bleep ton of touchdowns, and he's been able to win double-digit games the last couple of years. I don't want to crown Jordan too early. Like, I think Jordan has the possibility of still ironing out some growing pains throughout the course of this next season. That's a really good quarterback class. Like, Hurts finished second in the MVP voting 2 years ago. That still means something, doesn't it?
I think what works for Jordan Love is his limited sample size and everyone assuming he can get better, and we haven't seen the best of him yet, where we've seen a lot of all these other guys and we've kind of seen their peak, and you could very much argue their peaks are pretty much higher. I think we have to also consider coaching and organizational strength here. Like, the Chargers, until the Chargers stop being the Chargers, they're the Chargers.
Yes.
Meaning they're a mess. I don't have any faith in Cincinnati from top down. They're always one of the worst in, like, every factor when they pull the players.
But doesn't Burrow overcoming all of that mean anything?
You'd hope so, but Burrow being constantly injured has a lot to do with the way they built that team around him.
But if we're going to do that, then I think you have to also recognize how the Dolphins, while they have what we think is one of the best coaches from a schematic standpoint in the league, they haven't done anything either.
Yeah,
they're also Rams every single year. So does that factor into whether or not you redraft Tua higher? I know you guys said he's five unequivocally. What did they do? When they redrafted, Jordan was one. What order did they put the guys in?
They alternated. It was Joe Burrow or Herbert second there.
Jalen Hurts?
Yeah. Jalen Hurts was, I mean, it's NFL guys, so they want guys who run a system to the system they like. That's kind of always,
always been the knock on him.
Rick Spielman just last week was upset that the Vikings didn't re-sign Kirk Cousins. And everyone said, well, that's why you don't have a job anymore, Rick Spielman, because you kept resigning Kirk Cousins. So, like, it's two guys' opinions, but they're people who are heavily influenced by the NFL and all the things that go into it. I think the future thing makes it interesting because the story for Jordan Love isn't written nearly as much as the other two. Other four, sorry.
Well, and I do think that the stability of the franchise has to be a part of, if you're going to try to make a case for Jordan Love at number one, stability of the franchise and the pieces around him certainly elevates him to the top of that list.
Yeah, but again, he's got the smallest sample size of anybody on the list.
But that's what Josh is saying. That's why that works in his favor in this case.
In this case, but I think, I mean, because none of those guys factored it in, I'm going to factor it in. But I think everybody else has shown that they can do it over multiple seasons, including Tua, by the way. But do I think that Jordan can? Yes. It's just an incredibly stacked quarterback class. And we talk about this all the time with the Packers, using the old Mike McCarthyism. How do you stack your successes? A lot of quarterbacks have had nine great games. A lot of quarterbacks have had one really great season. What separates you is being able to do it consistently year over year. And that's the next step in Jordan Love's development. Because he's not fully developed because he played well in the last nine games. No, there's still another step in it because he's still incredibly young. Do I think he can do it? I do. But right now, based on all the information in front of me, I would not put him number one if I'm redrafting the 2020 quarterback.
And the other thing that you don't really consider, but this is a sliding door moment, is Jalen Hurts is the fifth of those as far as drafted, right? He was drafted after Jordan Love in the second round. So how much does that motivate him to perform at the level he has performed at? If he is drafted higher in that class, does he have the same level of chip on his shoulder and they didn't believe in me and these people doubted me, I'll show them? Like, all of that psychology plays a role also in the success that these guys have. So give me your rankings then. I know we played the power ranking music, but
I would go, I'd go Burrow one, I'd probably go Herbert two.
So you're not taking into account stability of the franchise?
No, I'm taking in how good is the quarterback. So I'm going Burrow 1, Herbert 2, Jalen Hurts 3, Jordan 4, to a gap, 2 of 5.
All right. 800-990-3776. When they redrafted the 2020 quarterbacks.
What's yours?
I'll tell you after the break. I'll write them down. I'll tell you after the break. How's that?
You can't just give it to me off the top of my head?
800-990-3776. No, I'll tell you after the break. It's a tease.
It's called a tease, Kay. Is your first time on the radio?
Yeah.
Cripes.
Yeah, it is. Today.
Master's brain.
Change the way you do business. Take more control of the payment process with Fifth Third Bank's Treasury Management Solutions. Their market expertise and managed services streamline the entire payment process and integrate with your existing systems, giving you more control than ever. With their suite of payment solutions, you will soon recognize new revenue sources that can save time, offset operating costs, and improve the bottom line, all customized for your business. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Husky.
What was a rebound? Rebound? What did you just say?
Robust.
Robust. Robust.
You can say robust. Rebound. Doesn't robust sound like a nice rebound word of saying just a click below fat?
No, buddy, you're not fat.
Well,
you're rebound.
Well, Charles Barkley.
There's another
round mound of rebound.
On 94.5 ESPN. So
makes me happy, my wife being happy, and that's why we go to the jewelry center and see Dean, the dancing machine. Look, maybe you don't have an idea when it comes to what your wife or girlfriend, or if you're looking for that engagement ring, you just don't know what your future wife wants. Well, it's easy. When you go to the jewelry center, they can help you out. They did a great job with me. They helped me out. I kind of had an idea, but they pointed me in the right direction to make sure I got the perfect ring for my wife when we got married a couple of years ago. Maybe you don't have that idea, and it's okay. You can work with the jewelry center, and they will always make sure that you can bring that dream ring to life. They also do in-house repairs for watches, other jewelry. I take my watch in there every once in a while, make sure I get the right battery, make sure the band is up and working, because that's what they do. They take care of you at the jewelry center. There are three locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, or shop online, shoptjc.com. I just want to
ton of different metrics that you can use to measure quarterback success. We always talk about how we don't think that wins and losses should be a quarterback stat. So what is it? Do you like QBR? Do you like passer rating? Do you like completion percentage? Do you like the touchdown to interception ratio? Like, there's a, you know, a bunch of different things. And you can use almost all of those. In fact, this past year on College Game Day, we were having a conversation about the best quarterbacks in the league. And you had Penix was on the list, obviously. All of the guys, Drake May was on the list. And when you put the list together of all of those things, you could make a case for any of them depending on the metric you wanted to use. So I just very quickly during the break looked up completion percentage for all of the guys that we were just talking about. Here we are redrafting the quarterbacks from the 2020 draft class because Rick Spielman and company on their podcast said Jordan Love should be number one. Jordan Love was the fourth quarterback drafted in that class. We were talking about the top five. So interestingly enough, completion percentage-wise, they're all really, really similar. Jalen Hurts has a 63% career completion percentage in the league. Jordan Love has a 64%. Now, again, smaller sample size. We understand this is his last year was his first year starting in the league. Justin Herbert, 66.6, which Chewy would argue we round up to 67. Joe Burrow, 68. Tua, 66.9, which we would round up to 67 as well. So they're all right there in that same space. The crazy thing is that Jalen Hurts had the most success of all of those quarterbacks there, and he has the lowest completion percentage. Now, he is also running the ball, and I like that element of his game. Maybe Spielman doesn't, as you were saying, Joshy, before, because he's more of a traditionalist. Maybe he likes a pocket passer a little bit more. So when I do my power rankings list, I actually have Jalen Hurts as number one, because I think in this day and age, in this league, you don't want them running around like crazy, but I like his escapability, that extra layer, that other dimension to his game. So I have him as number one when I redraft the 2020 quarterback class.
Being a tank of a human being is a plus in your column.
Huge. Absolutely. And his team has had the most success, as you have, as we have talked about, as far as getting to the highest level in the postseason, you know, as close to winning a Lombardi trophy as the rest of these guys. Then I have Jordan Love. I have Jordan Love next. And part of it is the weapons around him. Part of it is the talent that he has shown. And my belief, and this is where it gets a little dicey, that he will continue to grow. His trajectory is up. Then I have Justin Herbert from the arm strength, from the talent. I have to factor in, though, what you said, which is, Joshy, as long as the Chargers are the Chargers, they are going to be an Achilles heel to his success. So it's all well and good for him to have a 67% completion percentage. What have they done with him there? Larger sample size, and it still seems like they are on the outside looking in. Then I have Joe Burrow, and this is exclusively because of the injuries, guys. There are a lot of them. I went and pulled up a list just of Joe Burrow's injuries. Where do you want to start? August 2017 was in college. January 2020 was in college. November 2020 was in college. July 2022. August 2023. And this is where it starts to be the NFL career. November 23, he obviously blew out his entire knee with the ACL, the MCL, the PCL, etc. So I think until he shows a ability to stay on the field for a longer stretch, that's got to be a red flag for Joe Burrow. And then I have Tua, just because I think he is the least talented of that group. And I like Mike help me out every
McDaniel?
Time. Daniel. God. McDonald, McDaniel, McConnell. They really
if
messed
me
up.
If she was Chewy, you would have backed everybody off and be like, oh, let's see if she can do it.
Mike
McDaniel. But instead, you decide to throw the lifeline.
She said it. It's already and then pulled
back. I questioned myself. It's the McDaniel and the McDonald and the McConnell. They're really just like
too many mix
up. I think that they need to take the next step as well. And there's a part of me that thinks that that division is there for the taking.
The AFC East?
Fair or not unfair?
I just trust that the Bills are going to win that division until further notice. Like, they're going to figure something out. They've been a good enough franchise over the last handful of years that they're going to figure something out and still be the class of that division.
I don't know. It feels like it's been very unstable.
Yeah, I think this is their effort to become stable again. I think they kind of got rid of the guys that were not towing the rope.
You think it was just Stephon Diggs?
No. I mean, Jordan Poyer was in the news seemingly every 2 weeks for something else that had nothing to do with football. They're kind of doing what the Packers did.
Yeah.
They are building around their quarterback, which is a good idea, and then getting young and trying to build for the future because, I mean, the guys that got rid of are quite advanced age in terms of the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, the Jets are going to jet.
Yeah.
Dolphins, you can't trust them. And the Patriots are just straight up bad.
Well, that's what I said.
One of the worst rosters in the NFL.
Somehow, Mick, you know who, can figure it out. McDaniel can
Mickey
figure
Mouse.
It out. Yeah. Well, this is Florida. if he can figure it out, I do think that, you know, yes. Are the Bills, do they have the best quarterback in that division? Yes,
yeah.
They do. Probably coach as well.
Yeah, I would say best
unproven
coach.
Unproven in New England for sure. Yes, I think they're a really good team, but they have just been so unsteady over the last couple of years. I don't know. I can't buy into the Bills until they take that next step.
And yet you're willing to buy into the Miami Dolphins, who have, at every turn, screamed, don't buy into us.
No, I mean, Tua is number 5 on my list.
Yeah. Well, but you're saying that they're going to win the division.
I said it, the division is theirs for the taking. The division is really open for anybody. But I'm saying I don't think that the Patriots are in a position to win the division right now. And, you know, so we're just giving it to the Bills because they've been good the last couple of years.
Well, I mean, when there's doubt anywhere, I typically lean towards the best coach quarterback combination.
Let's take a bet right now. You
okay.
and me. Bills.
Oh, wow.
Bills, Dolphins, yep. End of the season. Mm-hmm. Who wins the division? I'll take the Dolphins.
I got
take
the Bills. Yep.
Write it down. Mark the tape.
I think you got suckered, Jen. I think if you went to Pato, you would have better odds on the Bills.
Well, maybe it's because I'm sick. Maybe I got a sick sickness hangover.
Can't wait for this to hit in January and be like, you know, it doesn't count. My brain was not clear. Things were foggy.
What should we put on it though? $50? $20?
Sure.
Bucks?
Jen.
What? He's got odds. Josh just pulled up odds. I could see the glow of the computer in his glasses.
Yeah, it looks like the Bills are prohibitive favorites.
Yeah, pretty heavy favorites there.
Now, let me double check my research here, but I'm seeing a minus 160 for the Bills.
Minus to win the division? Heavy. Heavy favorites.
All right. This will be fun in January when I have to give up $50. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Let me read some advertisement and put a little more money in my pocket so that I can hand it over to Gabe in January. From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes, no more, no less. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold can be good, too.
Yeah, well, no,
cold
shrinkage
can
gets
be good.
Involved. It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo!
Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you are planning to visit Milwaukee, you can enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. The hotel is ideally located in the heart of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee with deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music. You'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Book special hotel packages with room rates starting as low as $129 a night. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com. Getting a little bit of pushback here for my Miami Dolphins allegiance. What do you got there on the microphone?
Oh, we got a little Buffalo Bills little pendant here. Yeah.
Pennant.
Yes. Pendant is like the thing on your, like, put on your lapel or whatever.
Pendant.
Yeah, or necklace. Like necklace.
Penitent man. You know what that's from? I'm pretty sure it's in Indiana Jones. Anyway. So, Josh, you think that I'm a...
Hello.
Man. All right.
This is where my brain
that
stops.
Really
Josh,
maybe take a sip. Let's get some more electrolytes
you
in you here. Let's
I've
get some...
been suckered into this bet.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I have seen some other sources where they are pretty close to even here. But the first one I found was minus 160. I do think that, I mean, the both teams of both of them have kind of rebooted their entire franchise. The Dolphins were all in last year. People kind of didn't know that because they weren't good enough. But, Gabe, what did they win? One
beat one game.
Yeah.
One team that had a record above 500. They beat the Cowboys late in the season. Otherwise, they lost every other game they played against a team with a winning record.
I think I would have been more apt to bet on Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know, coming from me and from you, that's a weird place for us to put our support. But
you know
at
what,
least
Jen?
That'd be more diabolical.
Jen, I will allow you, if you want to throw your support from the Dolphins to the Jets, I'll allow you to switch.
Nah, I'm good.
All right? Yeah. I thought I'd be nice and give you the offer.
It'd be a cold day in hell before I allow that
to
happen.
See the latest from our boy?
No.
Went on another podcast.
No, please no.
Yeah? What did he say?
Well, he might have implicated Hillary Clinton and JFK Jr.'s death in a plane accident. He's still talking about Anthony Fauci, in case you were any concerned about that. And just talked a lot about Robert Kennedy Jr. and how he thinks America's going downhill.
Didn't he also imply that that the government may have pulled a...
Oh, yes, Joe Biden body double.
Yeah.
Wow, now I'm glad I was vomiting all day long yesterday. And
pulled an Avril Lavigne with the...
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, you're not familiar with that?
No.
So there is an internet conspiracy theory that Avril Lavigne died and they just replaced her.
It's because she came back after plastic surgery.
Okay.
So she looked different.
So you made the Avril Lavigne connection.
Yes.
Yes. I made the Avril Lavigne connection. Yes.
And Rogers is saying that Biden it's a fake Biden?
Body double, yeah, of course.
Weekend at Bernie's. What does that mean? Oh.
Are you unfamiliar with that movie?
I'm familiar with Weekend.
Holy cats. You good?
Couple more electrolytes for you.
I'll keep drinking the Gatorade this morning. Hey, to be fair, I have made it through the first, last segment wasn't my best. Hour and a half of this show.
Like, and when you say I duped her, she duped herself. Like, she just got so fired up. She's like, oh, let's make a bet.
I'm okay. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I pay.
She couldn't help herself.
It's been 48 hours since I've made a bet. I've got Jonesing over here. Gabe, I'll take the
Dolphins.
You take the Bills. I don't know. There's a chance that could shake out in my favor. I mean, it's not a good chance, but there is a chance that it could shake out in my favor.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's a chance for a lot of different things. And you do like the long shots, so, you know, good
Very
for you.
Very much so, yeah.
There's a chance I win a green jacket eventually.
Yeah.
You? Yeah. Less of a chance than the Dolphins.
I don't know.
Turn it around next year. We'll be watching Josh
on our TVs.
What's
crazy to me is we were redrafting the quarterbacks. I put Tua last.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So it's not as though I was like, oh, he's the next great thing. And then I said, well, they could win the division.
Yeah, then you decided to like just veer off and be like, you know what?
I'm getting very warm. Let's is that the embarrassment or the sickness?
Why not both?
I think it is both. Give me mentality.
Doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. It was an issue for me. Didn't even realize it. If you're tired, groggy, and just don't have that energy to you know, attack your day the way you did a year or two ago, that could be low testosterone. And mentality is here to help you. Go to their website, lowtusa.com. You book an appointment, go through the process. At the end of the process, you get a blood panel done. And if your testosterone levels are low, you can then work with Mantality. And what's great with Mantality about getting your testosterone levels and your energy levels back to where they should be, it's a customized solution. It's not one size fits all. So they want to make sure that your levels are where they need to be for you. So go to lowtusa.com. Mantality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mantality at lowtusa.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The big hurt.
I heard that's like, eh.
Ron and the Keywagon saying you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
As lousy as I felt yesterday, this song makes me feel good. Banger jam. Love it. Send you off into your Friday. We asked you on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account, would you rather have a green jacket, Masters champion, or a gold jacket, NFL Hall of Famer? And the results are incredibly lopsided. Save me. 62% of people saying they would rather have a gold jacket than a green jacket. Gabe, what say you?
That's just the football brain poisoning America.
What? Luddites.
just big old meatheads not understanding and appreciating what it takes to win a green jacket.
No one is disrespecting the accomplishment of a green jacket. Just saying that, like, a career accomplishment, which is what the gold jacket is, should have more prestige.
Yeah.
And, according to 62% of people, it does.
So what do we care? I mean, apparently, so now in this conversation, it's the first time people don't care about championships?
Wait, what?
Rings.
Why? Because the Pro Football Hall of Fame doesn't care about championships? You just made the Eli Manning argument.
Oh, yeah, but
earlier.
I mean, we brought up Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas doesn't have a ring.
But unequivocally he was best at his position for the duration of his career.
But was he? He didn't win a championship. Can you be the best without a championship? I was told.
One time he didn't win a game.
I was told you can't be the best unless you win a championship. That's what I've been told.
Yeah. And the sarcasm. Wow. God, get me out of here, man. And the sarcasm dripping from your comments doesn't go unnoticed.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing in your compromised state.
100% compromised. This last half hour has really been a struggle. I am just dragging myself to the finish line.
We can just watch you. You're just physically circling the drain. Like, we're just watching it happen in real time.
The fact that I was going to mention the Ben Bruss tweet earlier, because Ben Bruss, it was a text, by the way. Who am I chewing?
Hello.
Ben Bruss texting us.
It's impressive. The amount you're just stumbling around right now.
Ben Brust texted us as I was again connecting myself to the Miami Dolphins for the winner of that division, saying Jen is as concussed as Tua. And to be fair, if I was going to make an argument for Joe Burrow's injuries, why I had him lower on the list, Tua's concussion is a big reason why he is as low on the list. Although one of our loyal listeners said that Burrow has an injury history, but he has also been to a Super Bowl. I believe in love, but Joe and Jordan should be switched on Jen's list. But the injury, especially the big one, came after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So again, it's always going to be, can he get back to the, you know, again, when he came on the scene after what he did at LSU, you would have thought that he was going to be the next great thing for the duration of his career. But, you know, the game humbles everybody, and it humbled Joe Burrow real quick.
Yeah, again, if he comes back and he's healthy this year, I think he's going to prove, again, that's going to be a really tough division. I really like Joe Burrow, which is why I had him on my list, because I think he is the complete package and the most complete package of anybody on that list. Injuries happen in football. I think he's going to be fine going forward. I don't think this is going to be things that are just going to keep reoccurring to him. He's shown toughness. Hell, I mean, he won a playoff game when he got sacked 8 times. You know, like he's shown that toughness. I think he's going to be out there. I think he's going to be fine.
Any big plans this weekend? There's a lot of stuff going on, by the way.
Tory a little cleanup.
Tory a little cleanup.
I'll be there.
Yep.
So we'll about 150 other people.
Tory Lowe communitycleanup.com if you want to continue to sign up for that. That's an amazing effort going on by our friend Tory Lowe. But I mean, you're looking at about what I'm gonna be doing most of the weekend.
Is that what it is? You just sit on the couch, you lay on the couch and just watch the golf.
So me, I'm gonna have Bubba probably right next to me, my dog, and we're just gonna kick back, have a pimento cheese sandwich or two or five.
Are you obligated to root for Bubba if Bubba is Bubba even, you know what? Never mind. The stream of consciousness needs to stay inside the brain, not outside the brain.
I'm appreciating the stream of consciousness just coming out. You never know what's going to happen next right now.
Because I was like, I feel good today. I'm feeling really good. But about an hour, my fatigue has set in and my brain is like shutting down. it's like when you're running out of gas in your vehicle and you're like, oh, please, let's just make it to the exit.
You're very familiar
with. Very familiar with, which is why I'm allowed to use the metaphor. But you're like, come on, just make it to the exit. If we make it to the exit, we can cruise down the hill. If we cruise down the hill, we can maybe turn into the gas station that's right there. And then we can walk in and refill.
Can't relate.
Yeah. I'm the only one that doesn't refill my fuel tank.
Because again, typically, you know, once it happens once to you, like
it
builds like scar tissue within you, and you're like, hey, I don't want this to happen again.
Didn't we start the show with me saying that I had been smited because I said on Wednesday's show, I never get sick?
Yes, that's
and then
correct.
I, you know, was brought to my knees, literally in front of the throne, over and over and over again over the last 24 hours. So I don't learn my lesson, Gabe, is basically what I think we're getting at.
Yeah, I think that's that is well established on this program.
I am hopeful, planning on going to the Tim McGraw concert tonight at Fiserv Forum.
Had no idea Tim McGraw was in town.
Do you know that Luke Combs is at
AmFam?
AmFam.
I knew that.
Yeah, big weekend.
For you.
You've got no chance.
What? No chance of what?
Making it that far. I mean, he's going to be on stage at what, 9:30?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I got to get a little napper in. Maybe I'll watch the Masters.
You've got no chance.
Oh, I didn't like
you
that zinger?
You can't. It wasn't a zinger. You've got no chance. You can't form sentences right now.
Yeah, but I don't have to form sentences at the Tim
McGraw
concert.
You think you're going to be able to stand and comprehend what's happening in front of you?
I could sit.
At a concert?
There are chairs. Yeah, it's like Lambeau Field. You're not allowed to stand.
Jen's going to be the old person yelling at the person in front. Hey, sit down.
No, I'll be fine. I just got to take a little napper this afternoon, and then I'll be good to go. Maybe have a Celsius energy drink.
Is there any part of you that thinks maybe I should sit something out?
Yeah, the rest of today. Sit out the rest of today, and
if
then rally.
If I had been in a state where I was considering IV supplements, you count out the concert.
Yeah. That's you got to ease your way back.
Yeah. I can't. I bought the tickets as a birthday present for my mom.
Okay.
Mm.
Nah. Fair.
So this is one of those...
Power through. Yeah, this you got to power through.
This is one of those birthday presents that, oh, you bought it for her, but yeah. Really...
No, I bought it for her.
Yeah. Sure.
No, my mom loves concerts. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
Sure, but yeah.
Yeah, that's quite general. You left out Tim McGraw. Does she love Tim McGraw, or is she okay
yeah,
with Tim
yeah,
McGraw?
She does.
This is a very convincing argument that you're building right
hey,
now.
There's nothing I can say right now after taking the Dolphins over the Bills that would be considered convincing, all right? That ship has sailed, Gabe.
Yeah, it's... You've got major cases of FOMO, don't you?
Thank God he started playing the music. I wanted him to play the music 3 minutes ago. And I was like, just gotta drag yourself to the finish line here, Jen. Drag yourself. I'm that marathon runner whose legs have just gone out and
yeah.
Now they're just army crawling their way.
You know what they do after they do that? They don't go to Tim McGraw concerts.
Yeah, we'll see. I think I'll be there. Anybody else who's there, make sure you say hi. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Will Dean Tosh is next on ESPN Wisconsin. Have a great one, everybody.